Just, Mr. Lang, in the minutes, make sure you reference the October 17, 2014 letter.
What was that again?
Make sure you reference this, the date of the letter.
10/17.
10/17?
Yeah, 2014.
All right, our next item is the heirs of Francis E. Rogers, topography waiver request.
This is a request to waive the topography requirement for the submittal of a major subdivision application. We had a previous application, which was designated as subdivision 2011-6 for four lots. You waived the topography requirement for that application. Walt Carmine Lane is a private road located on the north side of Route 24, just east of the Millsboro Pond. The proposed lots would be accessed by Walt Carmine Lane, and the owner will be requesting a waiver from the street design requirement.
So how big of a major subdivision are they going to be proposing? Four lots?
Well, the last application that was before the commission was for four lots, but prior to that, probably created 10 to 12 lots on either side of the road. And when they came the last time for the four lots, you made them go to public hearing. So we told them this time it's got to go to public hearing also.
So if my memory serves me correctly, this is just like more and more houses are being added to this lane, which nobody's wanting to pave or necessarily improve beyond the way it is.
That's correct.
It's still dirt, gravel road.
Right. And it's only going to get worse. So what's the topography? What does that do?
That just shows the 1 foot contours on the site plan.
Just the sloping of it.
Yeah, right.
So that really comes in, to me, it primarily comes in into play when we're dealing with wetlands and stormwater management.
That comes into play when you're building roads. Necessary when they do road to get slopes and drainage and all that. How they alter it once they establish what the grades are now.
So it could affect the design and the building of our improvements to the road?
It could, if you're required to make improvements. But like I said, they're asking for a waiver in the topography right now.
Right, that's what they're asking for now.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I'm concerned about some of the lanes that we have in our county now that are filled full of potholes and nobody's taking responsibility for maintaining them because it was again a stepping stone of just lots being carved out and at what point do we run into an issue here or with similar little stepping subdivisions where nobody's trying to spend any money on improving roads. I mean, I had concern before, with the last time with this, with the Walt Carmine Road, what was going to happen. So,
I think you got, like Shane said, there are 10 or 12 lots that existed that were done maybe prior or even as minors. We required them to come back with a subdivision when they requested four. I think it was four additional lots. And now we're telling them they have to do it again, to do four more, whatever they're going to apply for. I don't know is it four again?
They didn't say.
So we don't know what they're coming in with.
Oh, that was the previous application.
The previous one was four.
Right, so the previous one was four. We don't know. What I'm hearing you say is we don't know how many lots are going to be coming in.
I don't know. I really don't.
At this point, so how can we waive something when we don't know what the full impact of that waiver might be? Because there's still a lot of land, around the Walt Carmine Road. It's not like we're now at the tail end of it.
Barons and Associates.
But I'm concerned about waiving something when we don't know what we're dealing with.
Is the topography? What are they asking to waive the entire topography off the?
It sounds like they want to save the cost of having to have the surveyor shoot the topography on the site. What it basically boils down to.
I guess they think it's pretty flat and they're wasting their money.
Yeah.
It is pretty flat.
It is flat.
So there might be one line.
That's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
But you still have to have a,
you have to have a baseline to start with. You can't design on top of something that you just don't know what it is.
It's got to be a base topo.
If they've had soil conservation ditches, then they already know what their fall or lack thereof is.
We would hope they would, yeah.
So they've got a general idea of, you know.
I don't.
So I'm guessing, huh?
Just a dry dirt road going across the field. There's nothing real elaborate about the way it's done.
There are other ditches nearby. I'm not familiar with the site.
There are ditches nearby, but I'm not.
Not by the road.
Sure what, how much is on that road.
But I can tell you on the land that I farmed, I could tell you each and every parcel what the topography was, and I never ran transit on much of it, but I knew what the topography was. But most of it was so flat, that was the problem, you know. You know, and so they might be just concerned about, well, I'm spending money to show a flat line topo, and they don't want to spend that money.
Well, gentlemen, I'm not in favor of it, so I don't know about the rest of you, but that's my opinion. How important is it?
Well, Mr. Johnson.
It's your district.
You make a motion, run it, you know, that's that old saying, run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes.
All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the heirs of Francis E. Rogers' request for topography waiver, my motion is for denial.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny the request for the topography waiver for the heirs of Francis E. Rogers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, carried there, Mr. Johnson. Five.